What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all. So make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. Oh, what's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wild, living your best life and doing all that stuff. And you want me to tell you why I know that y'all are out there just, you know, being thrilled and wise? Number one is because God made you that way. Shout to you, God. Yes, he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Mm-hmm. And what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby? Come on, say it with me. All three. One, two, three. Because y'all out there listening to me. Yes. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look. There's a third thing that I say too. You know, I've been kind of struggling with this lately. But you know what I got to say. Come on, y'all know that one. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Okay. Now, if you're just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on. What's going on with this girl and why is she giving a shout out to her haters? Okay. First of all, because when you're shining bright like a diamond. Yes. Woohoo. Shining bright like a diamond. What happens is you got this little light on the inside of you that got to shine bright, okay? And God sometimes allows it to really just come out and just be very, very radiant. And he does this because he knows that you have like naysayers and disbelievers. And you know, all these people that want to come over, you know, to try to see what you got going on. You know, when they see that light shining, they like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on them? Is that my girl over there shining on them? You know, because it's so bright, they can't help, you know, but to be attracted to it. You know, sometimes when you in the dark, okay, the light is just a lot for you. It draws you in. Like, just imagine, like, you know, like you're in your room, right? And somebody comes in and they hit that light switch. You know, you in there in the dark. And then they hit that light switch and you like, whoa, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Okay, it's kind of like that, okay? So in that process, what God promises is that I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. I'm going to anoint your head with oil, and your cup's going to run over. You know, they're going to have to watch you eat. So just imagine, like, all the amazing things that you love, like, you know, like cake, cookies, you know, pie, all that type of stuff, whatever it is that you want, you know, and it's all on the table, right? And, you know, they like it too, but he prepares it so that they can see it. You know, because you out there shining bright like a diamond, okay? And what happens is that when they start seeing all this, they start wanting to know what's going on, like me. You know, like, let me use me for an example, too. You know, I got some stuff going on with my health, right? So, you know, a lot of people, they want to know what's going on. Wait a minute, what's going on with Jay? What's going on with V? You know, shit, let's get it out. I got to figure out what's going on. You know, so they want to be nosy and stuff. They like peeking around corners and stuff. You know, they might listen to the podcast, see what's going on in some of my social media pages or whatever, because they trying to figure it out, all the pieces. God's putting it out there in pieces for them, right? So what happens is they come over and they basically just wind up getting blessed by the message. It's like God lords and men. So you never get upset. You just say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. You know, some people just don't believe, you know, that God is real and stuff like that. And yeah, I don't know. They don't believe that maybe you changed and your life is different. They don't believe it. So they got to come over to try to see. And God just bless them with the message. So look, this is just a touch, J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you. All right. Now, listen, have y'all been going over to My Name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, yes. Mama gotta drop a dime on you. I got a story to tell like Biggie. But I've been putting a little bit out there for y'all so y'all can check it out. Check out the videos. I've been telling y'all this whole time. If you've been listening to me, just check out everything. I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you so that you can see what's going on. I want y'all to see everything, okay? Now, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. And I want to talk to you about Making Love in V's Kitchen. Now, I told y'all a whole bunch yesterday. Yesterday was just a lot, y'all. Listen, y'all almost ain't getting no podcast today because I'm so tired. But I said, you know what? I got to go ahead and I got to keep my word. So, Making Love in V's Kitchen today, I didn't do a lot of different stuff, but, okay, I did try a few things that had to do with food related, yes, and one of them I'm going to share with y'all. So, I love goat cheese, okay? I tried goat cheese today, and it was amazing. Now, I don't think I can do this brand. God, you know, laid it on my heart was like, he wanted me to get the one from Trader Joe's that I used to get without the honey, you know, but I'm going to try that brand. So that's a good thing. Okay. And I want to talk to y'all about a lot of other stuff too, that I tried, but that's going to be in the story that I got to tell like Biggie. Okay. So we're going to skid on over to the next thing. And the next thing, very, very simple. Just a touch of J Fitness, okay? No, I did not do any working out today, but I almost did because I told you I was chilling. My daughter came home. Shout out to you, Iman, okay? She came home and she was like, Mom, I'm working out. And you know, I could see her body, you know, started changing. So she's been working out lately with her boo. Okay, look, this is just a touch of J. That child ain't never liked to work out or nothing. But if y'all check out some of my stuff that has to do with the Just a Touch of J Fitness, the waist shapers, y'all can see her in it and everything. And I'm going to show some other pictures of y'all, to y'all, because her body has changed now. It's different, okay? So I just touched base on that. Check it out. The waist shapers, everything. I showed y'all that on My Name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. Check it out. And on the Just a Touch of J Fitness page. Okay, so y'all get to see all that stuff. So that's what I'm going to talk about as far as Just a Touch of J's Fitness is concerned. Got J's Fit. Y'all will be able to see the fitness peepers, like fitness pieces, like I said, and the waist shaper. Okay? Now, I got something coming for you guys too. Of course, Tell Us Fit. I ain't forget about y'all. Okay, so that's coming. And let's talk about the Just a Touch of J Cannabis line. My rolling papers. Make sure y'all check them out. Link tree in the bio. Also showed you in videos and things like that. Oh, my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby.
And I also got 4 marijuana strains too. Yeah, I created them myself. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Yeah, I had to put that out there in pieces for you. So check it out. Things are coming. You'll be able to get a lot of stuff that's going to help you. CBD oils and things like that that I have going on. All right. Now, Just a Touch of J mobile app. Y'all got my app popping. Had an app of the day and everything. I appreciate y'all. Y'all so thrilling. So y'all so wise. Thank you so much for everything that you've done with that. I'm switching it up. I'm changing it. Yes. Okay. And catch me on Beat Break Radio. Too. Been doing a lot of stuff on there. I've been telling y'all about it. Co-hosting shows. Oh my gosh, we got a meeting tomorrow that's going to be so dope. Oh, just a lot of stuff coming to y'all. The Just a Touch of J show. It's at 12 at night. I'm doing a little bit of the music that's going to be popping off. The love songs and all of that. Yeah, baby. The late night with Jay and all of that type of stuff going on. And then y'all can be catching me in the morning, too. I'm going to be doing the top of the hour stuff for y'all. Okay, so look, this is Just a Touch of J. I think that's it. Yeah, I got a story to tell like Biggie. You know, we're going to get this one popping and hurry up and get it over with. All right? This ain't long or drawn out. So today, I just want to simply talk to y'all about all these things that I had to do today. Like, literally. Got up, did everything that I had to do. Didn't have no issues. But I can't lie to y'all. I was kind of like nervous. Because today was the first day I had to take that antibiotic. Now listen, okay? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I believe in God. I got faith in everything. But I can't lie to you. You know, everything that I try, sometimes, you know, just don't do right by me. Okay? It just don't. Like, the system, it was, you know, has some weakness going on. Okay? And when I put something in my mouth, I get nervous. That's different. Any of y'all out there doing stuff that's different and y'all, like, nervous about it? Now, I've been talking to y'all about this because I know if I'm going through it, there's somebody else out there that's going through it too. Okay? I know this. So, my doctor wants me to take the antibiotics because now we know what's wrong. So, I have to take these antibiotics, right? And the 800 milligram pills, child. Supposed to take 2 a day. But what she wants me to do first is to take one of them and break it in half. And take one in the morning and then one at night. You know, like 2 times a day. So, you know, I had to bring the girls in. And we had my 2 daughters. You know, they came home and everything. Because they know I'm starting all this new stuff. And, you know, we had to go over the EpiPen stuff. Just in case, you know, something don't go right. You know. Okay, we had to go over that. And I was just a little nervous because I had to try it. But, you know, God was like, you know, laying it on my heart that everything was going to be okay. And for some reason, you know, he was like, when his mom comes home, just to take it. So when she came home, I was like, come on, we got to do this. And I took the pill. Now, I was okay after I took the pill. All right. Let me see if y'all caught that. I trusted what God had laid on my heart and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and I took the pill and I was okay. Sometimes we just got to trust what God tells us. That's it. You know, what he lay on our heart, what we know, what we feel. That's right. And then we're okay. We don't live in the spirit of fear. We just try. So look, here's the second thing. Okay, I had to take my vitamin. Now, y'all know I was taking my vitamin, only one vitamin. Before, I couldn't even take one vitamin. And it's a 2-a-day vitamin, okay? I couldn't even take that. I had to take like half, a little less than half. Child's system was just messed up. So, I was like, okay, I got to take 2 vitamins. And I'm like this, I don't know. You know, like, because it was making my blood pressure drop, child, in like the 80s. There's a D vitamin that's up in that. But, you know, like, I need the zinc. I need the D. I need the copper. I need this stuff. Okay? So that I'm okay. Like, I really need it. Like, all this stuff, like, blocks things. You know, like, it helps, you know, with, like, this histamine issue and stuff that I have. So I really, like, need this stuff. So I'm like this. I'm like, you know what? All right. You know, okay. So I take the vitamin. And I was okay. And I'm like, this is just a touch of J, guy. You are something else. You know, I don't know what you do with these pieces. Okay, so I took my second vitamin. I was like, okay, cool. So I was hungry still. And I'm just like, because you know, this is, my diet is so limited. Like, literally, I had like 3 turkey thighs today. I don't eat no meat like that. Okay, so I'm like, I just keep eating this meat. You know, this dead animal. You know, that's what I'm thinking to myself. Like, oh my gosh, you know. But God is like, hey, that's the pieces that you need. So I'm like, okay, ain't nothing else on the list no more. Like, you know, it's so low. And there's only a certain amount of things I can try in a day. It's not like I could be like, okay, let me try this. You know, let me go ahead and try that. Because then I could have a reaction to something and not know what it is. So I have to be very careful. So I'm still hungry. And I'm like, dang, man, what I'm going to eat? But then I remember God's word said, you know, don't worry about what you're going to eat. You know, that's Matthew 6, right? And what did I tell you all the time? Don't worry or be anxious, perpetually uneasily distracted about your life. What you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what your body's going to wear. Is life not more than food and a body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest nor gather the crops into the barns. And yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not much more worthy than they? Oh my gosh. Oh, you a little faith. And I kept saying, you know what? And then it says, don't worry about what you're going to eat. So I said, you know what, God? You know what? I'm hungry. He laid on my heart. You know, he said, go ahead, try some dates. Now, a couple times I was eating. I was tearing dates up. Desiccated dates. Okay? Because the other dates you got to be careful with. But the desiccated dates, medjool dates, you know, I could kind of have them. But you know, like, I ain't want nothing to set nothing off. Sometimes it'll set something off a little bit if I eat too many of them. So I'm like, all right, so you know, God, like, you know, you can have 2. And I'm like, dang, I really want 3. Because I'm hungry, right? Because they real, like, you know, they good for you. They nutritious and everything. But I said, you know, okay, I had 2 and I was okay. Right? So I'm like, okay, all right. You know, that's like the 3rd day. You know, I said, I'm going to have to go in here and tell them, you know, drop a dime on them and give them a video or something. But again, I just trusted, you know, what God had told me, and I was okay. Okay, so then my probiotics come. Chill. Now look, FedEx had to deliver them because at the office, you know, they have their own pharmacy and stuff like that. But they were out of the probiotics that I need. Now listen, y'all. I told y'all that the probiotics I was taking was only 30 billion. These are 350 billion. Okay, that's how messed up I am. Child, it's just a touch of J. I need these, okay? But they come in like this little packet that you got to pour in this water. Okay, and it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Like 18 different type of things, okay, or probiotics that I need. And I'm on this thing like, what? So I start reading the ingredients. Look, girl, because this is just a touch of J. And it say potato. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Maltodextrin. Look, maybe I'm saying it wrong, but I don't know. But that's what's up in there, right? So I'm like, wait a minute. She said I can't have no potatoes, you know? So I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a minute. Oh, my God. Something ain't right, right? You know? So I look it up, and I'm like, let me see if this creates the histamine, because we don't want no issues, okay? Because sometimes these things are liberators, and they shoot off all the histamine that's in your body. And I know I haven't been taking anything, y'all, to eat, except for, like, a Claritin. So I take that. I took 1 whole one and a half of one. Okay, and I don't like taking no medicine and no pills or nothing like that, but that's helping me, you know, eat some of the histamine sometimes. I feel it release, and it was on my legs today, child. And I'm gonna get to that piece and why, okay, because I tried something else, but let's keep on talking about the probiotic. So I'm like, okay, I told my daughter, I said, listen, I said you gotta pour it in the water, you know, muscle test me on it. So she muscle test me on it. She like, you strong, mom, it's okay. This is my daughter Rai, okay? Rai like, mom, it's okay, you strong, you got this. But I'm like, dang, this is another thing that I gotta try. So I'm like, okay. All right, so I put it, you're supposed to pour the little thing in the water. So I put in the water, you know, like 2 to 4 ounces. So I put in like 2 ounces of water and I'm smelling it. And, you know, I'm like, okay, because sometimes the smells will let you know. And Iman is like this. She like, you ready? And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, Rye had to leave and Rye left, you know. So I'm like this. I'm like, okay. So I take a little sip, and you know, you wait for like 5 minutes. So I'm like, you know, calm down. You know, we said a prayer before it, and 5 minutes goes by, and I'm like, I feel okay. So then I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to drink the whole thing. So she like, all right, you ready? And I'm like, yeah. So I just drank the whole thing. And I was okay. Oh, my gosh. Any of y'all out there like really like getting this? Y'all going through anything? And you just got to try all these different things. But it's okay. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, that's it. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Now, in the midst of all this, I start feeling good. My stomach was hurting like a little bit. My stomach started calming down. I'm like, you know, I think these probiotics is dope. I think, you know, this is what I need for my system, right? Because, see, earlier, let me tell you something. I had tried something that wasn't okay. Actually, 2 times today, it wasn't okay. I had tried quinoa again. And quinoa, and I washed it off and I rinsed it and I let it soak and, you know, 8 or 9 times rinsing it type thing. You know, let it boil some, rinse it again, then let it soak for hours, you know, and all of that. But I was able to eat it without no problem and it was so good. But it started making my muscles cramp up because it's oxalates. So when things hit my system, they turn into oxalates. Now, oxalates can create histamine and it had me all cramped up. So my hands was cramping and my legs was cramping and then it set off a little histamine in my legs. So my legs was like, felt like things was crawling on my legs. And I'm like, oh man, you know, pins and needles. And I'm like, I don't feel like going through this, but it was just on my legs. That's it. You know, and then I had tried wild rice, even though I told y'all, she said I can't have rice. Okay, but wild rice is a seed, and I used to be able to eat wild rice, right? Since I'm eating the wild rice, I start feeling it, you know, like in my hands and in my arms a little bit, and on my legs, you know, and I got enough in me, you know, but I'm just like, dang, man, I can't do wild rice. So there's some things that I tried today that weren't good, but there's a lot of things I tried today that was good, and sometimes the good outweighs the bad, you know? But I was trusting God in the storm of it all. And he made sure everything was okay. Remember I told y'all in Joshua, I read that to y'all, that God promises that he will be with you. I will be with you. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. I will be with you, but I'll be with you. I can't promise you that sometimes everything is going to be okay, but I will be with you. And that's all I want to tell you all today. That's it. This is just a touch of J, baby. I had to try some stuff. And I got to try some stuff tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I got to try some stuff the next day. And y'all do too. It's like, you know, going to work, you got a new job, you know, and they basically like, look, okay, we need you to perform these tasks. And you ain't never done them before, but you got to try it. Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not. But as you keep on trying these things, you start getting better and better and better. And that's what I tell myself every day in every way. I'm getting better and better in every way. And you will too. So that's it. I don't got nothing else for y'all. Okay? Nothing at all. But for the fact to let you know, if you out there, you scared to try stuff, I'm with you. Sure. Like, please help me. Okay? Like, pray for me. Keep on praying for me, y'all. Because I'm literally out here learning how to eat again. And I'm making love in V's kitchen, baby. So, you know, I got to go ahead and do this thing. Now, tomorrow is going to be an easier day because I get to go back to what I know. You know, I kind of get back to go to what I know because remember I told you I rotate things like every, you know, 48, 72 hours, stuff like that. You know, I can go ahead and wind up eating some of the stuff that I had a few days ago. And I'm all right with that. But then the next day is kind of like, you know, you got to try new things. So walk with me. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You know, you don't. But you just got to try these things. And then tomorrow, I have to take 2 antibiotics. Okay? Now, not 2. Well, I got to take it twice. Okay? Today, only took it once to see. So tomorrow, now I got to take 2. And I got to take 2 vitamins tomorrow. Oh, child. And then I got to take the probiotic packet. And then I got to see how I do with eating. And then hopefully I don't have to do too much of this antihistamine stuff. But I got to try it. You know, I got to try. So I can get better. And this is just a touch of Jay. You got to try too so you can get better. You understand what I'm saying to you? You got to try in life so you can get better. Some of y'all don't want to try because you're so used to doing what it is that you used to do. I told you the other day that manna used to fall from the sky, right? Used to drop in their mouth, in the Bible. You know, it was basically like God would just feed them. He would take care of them. But then once they got better and it was time for them to go on to the next level, it fell in their reach. They had to reach it out. They had to reach out and get it. Yeah. Moses went to the mountain. Moses died. You know, everything that they was always given to them was gone. Nothing was the same. Things was different now. They had to move different. They actually had to go out and reach and grab these things, this food and these things that they needed. They had to do something to get to the next level. They had to try. Even Moses, he had to try. He said, they will not believe me. When God was telling him, listen, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Because it was how he felt about himself. It wasn't them. Sometimes we feel jacked up like, man, it ain't going to work. You have to try. Elevation requires separation from the things that you used to do. So I'm telling you, you just got to try these new things just like me. And when you try, you'll see. Okay? You'll see. So don't be afraid. I don't know who this is for. I don't know what you got going on out there. No idea. Okay? I have no idea about those pieces. I don't. You know, but I know I got my own pieces. I know in order for me to get better, go to the next level, you know, make Love in V's Kitchen again, I got to go ahead and I got to try. And then once these antibiotics are done, there's going to be some other stuff that I got to take for other things that I got going on. And I got to try. And sometimes might not work. Some things might not go the way that I want them to go. But it's okay, right? It's okay. Because, you know, you just got to keep on trying. That's what I want you to know. Just keep on trying. So whoever is out there going through it and you feeling like you can't, no, the word of the Lord is try. He's a shield to all those that trust in him. Just keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. Keep on being strong. Don't give up. Don't quit on yourself. And please don't go back to doing it the way you used to do it because you think that it's not going to go the right way. You have to try. And don't try for a day talking about, you know, I already tried it. You know, that's it. I ain't doing that else. You know, in a relationship, you know, look. Because a lot of times, you know, we get in these relationships, you know, new friendships, new whatever. But we're used to it being a certain type of way. Oh, it got to be this way. It got to be that way. Right? And then we mess it up. We mess it up because we don't really want to try. Or we get the job, the new job, and then, or you know, a new position at the job, but the job changes, and you want it to be the way it used to be, or a new manager comes in. No. It ain't always like that. Things change when you're growing. I hope you caught that. It changes when you're growing. I hope you caught that. I'm going to say it one more time. It changes when you're growing. Come on. Now, grass grows. Plants grow. Change is about growth. It can't always be the way that it used to be. And you got to try. And you can't give up at all. When you first start working out, what happens, right? For y'all out there that like to work out, because you know I know all about that, okay? I cannot wait. I cannot wait. All right, this body going to be like, boom, 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 real quick. Especially all this protein, this meat I'm eating, child. This is just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for y'all. But look, when you start working out, right, you know, first it's like sore, you know. And we have these people who are very, very committed. When you dedicated to something and you really want it to work, you spend time with it. You can tell because you're trying. You're trying these different exercises. Like, you know, I'm going to try this exercise right here because they say this one right here go work on the arms and the shoulders. And, you know, I'm going to try this back thing, you know, because that's going to work out. Right? And then you're like, I need a protein shake and I need to do this. I need to read up on this. You're trying. Right? But some people, you know, they go ahead, they do their whole thing, like the New Year's resolution. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go ahead and work out. And they try for like a week and they don't get no results. And they go back to what they used to do. Because they ain't ready to go to the next level. Okay? They don't really want to do it. They okay with being the same. They ain't about their life. But when you about their life, okay, and you going to the next level because you growing, you try. And you keep working out and then your muscles start to grow. Okay? And you see a change in your body. You see a change because now you're ready to change. I'm ready to change. I don't want to be like this no more. I don't want to be sick no more. I don't want no health issues no more. So I got to keep on trying this stuff. When they like, come on, you got to go ahead. You got to do this. And, you know, even though I'm going to put it in my mouth and I'm like, you know, this could mess me up. I still got to try it. And that's all I'm telling y'all. Growth. When you growing, things change. I can't be who I used to be. I can never be who I used to be. This is just a touch of Jay. You know, I got too many pieces, you know, to the puzzle. I got to grow, and so do you. So try, okay? That's all I'm telling you. Like I said, I don't know who this is for, but try. Don't give up. Please don't. Don't think you can't do it. Nothing. Just keep on pressing forward. I don't care how scared you are, how afraid you are. If you know it's not going to work, oh, well, find another way to make it work and try. And keep me in prayer, okay? Because I got to try all these dang old new things, okay? So that's it. I don't got nothing else for y'all, okay? Whoever that's for, you know, take what you got to take out of it, okay? And I'm ending it like this. Now look, who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, okay? That's it. So, the first thing I tell y'all when I'm getting up out of here is, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't feeling wise. Please don't. And don't let yourself make you feel like that. Okay, please don't. Because see, sometimes, right, when you out here, you trying these new things, you know, people, they over there, they looking and stuff because you shining bright like a diamond, right? And they like looking at you and they clowning you because you trying new things. Or they trying to tell you, nah, you ain't going to be able to do that because that's what they believe. Man, please, this is just a touch of Jay. Don't you let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. If they don't feel like they can't do it, that's on them. Don't let nobody make you feel like you can't. You keep on pushing. You keep on believing in yourself. You keep on going because, see, sometimes people got to stay on that level because that's the level that they only know how to be on. Do you get me? You understand that? It's nothing that you could do to help them along the way because that's what they used to. They like doing what they used to doing. But when you on the elevate, you know, you got to come up and you just going to have to lead them where they at. Yeah. Because if you don't, then that means you're going to be making yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And we don't have no time for that because you know what we got to do? Shine on them. Cause they hate it, baby. Yes. Live your best life and do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Okay. Yeah, you gotta shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. Woo. And shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. That's what you gotta do. We can't be out here not shining bright. Don't dim your light for nobody. Don't dim your light for yourself. You got to try. You got to keep going so you can shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. And the last thing, look, that I tell y'all is, spread love, man. Spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put that out there in pieces for you. Because God said, you know, love me, right? That's what he said. He said, love me. You out here believing that I'm going to make sure you straight as far as this corona is concerned with that mask on. Love me. I'm making sure you good and your family good. Love me. That's a commandment. Love God, right? Then he tells you what? Oh my gosh. And then after you love me, you know, definitely be loving yourself. Love me like you love yourself. Love me like you love yourself. If you ain't loving yourself correctly, how you gonna love me correctly? And then I want you to love your neighbor like you love yourself. And you daggone sure can't love them correctly if you ain't loving yourself. Let me tell y'all something God just dropped on my heart. Some of y'all out there, y'all going through something. Y'all got things going on in life sometimes. And you really think that you know how to love people. Right? You think that. But you don't. Mm-mm. As soon as they don't do what it is that you want them to do, whatever, things don't go the way you want it to go that way. You know, and all that. Then you ready to cut people off and do what it is that you do, baby. And I only could tell you that because that was me all the time. What? You don't want to give me what I want? See you. Bye. I don't got no time for this. But that's wrong. That's wrong. Because God don't do me like that. He don't do you like that. No, he don't. He don't just cut you off when it don't go his way. Mm-mm. He still love you. His grace is sufficient. It's new every day. Mercy. You understand what I'm saying? That's why you can't be out here treating people bad and stuff. That's why you can't be out here not giving love. You know, because it says a lot about you. Okay? It says a lot about you. Out of the heart, the issues flow. Yeah, whatever it is you got on your heart, that's what come out. And as a man soweth, you gonna reap it. God says, I'm not mocked. You will reap what you sow. So sow love. So you can get that back. And this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay, so quick recap, right? That's all I got to tell y'all. Then I'm up out of here because mama got to take it down. I'm tired. Okay, so quick recap is nothing. Just try. I'm out here trying stuff. Please pray for me, Lord child, because I'm so scared sometimes, y'all. Look, fear is what it is, but God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he understands. You know, we human. You know, our flesh be coming out. We be like, look, I don't know. But you got to keep going because that means that you're getting better. You understand what I'm saying? Like when you go to that new level, you know, you got to try something different. That's what life is. When you go to a new thing, you just got to try it. Something different every day. That's what it is. Don't be stuck. Okay, one of the people who don't know how to try new things. You know, like I said, new relationships, new whatever. You know, because then you'll be all jacked up out here. And you won't be elevating. And we don't have no time for that. It's too many of y'all out here. We got to elevate. We got to go to the next level and stuff. So if you're a little shaky with some stuff, know I'm shaky too, please. Okay. Be like, Jay over there, she tried this food today. I know she over there tried some. Child, we got to pray for her. Okay. Because every day and every way. I got to get better and better. This is a walk. Now, when my system go ahead and it be straight, I'll be able to eat a lot of things. You know, lobster and stuff like that again. But still, there's going to be the day that I got to try it. Oh, my God. But God built me this way. He knew that I could be tough. He knew I could be strong. He knew I'm going to be one of them ones going to be like, you know what, if I put this on her, she's going to be able to try it. She's going to tell my peoples. She's going to put them out there in pieces for them. You know, she's going to do all that stuff. He chose me because that's how thorough I am. And y'all out here listening to me. Okay, so you can know about trying things and going to the next level. And that's it. This just a touch of it, baby. That's it. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. All right, so look. I'm up out of here. I'm playing a couple songs for y'all or whatever, right? You know, I'm working on new music. I'm doing all that stuff. I'm trying new things, okay? And I'm hungry right now, you know, so I might try to go down there and see what I could do, you know, something. Child, because this is just a touch day. It's limited. Like I keep trying to tell y'all till, you know, I try new things. But I do have on Saturday, pray for me, y'all, okay? Before I get up out of here. It's dragon fruit. Now, look.
it's a frozen thing, you know. My daughter, she was in Whole Foods, and she was like, Mom, you want to try this little smoothie thing? Because, you know, she hears everything. Shout out to my daughter, Sarai. She's the one that goes with me to every doctor's appointment. She drives me there, and she sits there, and she listens to them tell her, you know, all the news. And she's been taking care of me because I can't drive like that yet. You know, like, you know, I don't say I can't, but, you know, I have, like, little issues with it. You know, sometimes driving because my muscles are still cramped up. But she's there. You know, she's trying new things, whatever. She went to Whole Foods and she was like, Mommy, I just walked past this stuff, the jacket food. You want to try it? And I'm like this. Yeah, okay, get it. But deep down inside, I'm like, shh. This is just a touch of J, but I'm going to try it on Saturday. So I want y'all to try something new too. All right? Just try something new every day. I don't care what it is, man. Just try. Because I'm out here doing it with you. All right? So keep me in prayer. I'm keeping y'all in prayer. And this is just a touch of J. I love my baby. Shout out to y'all everywhere. Y'all are listening to me worldwide. Like, yeah, I was looking at some of the numbers because I ain't been looking at them. But I was looking at some of these numbers and I was like, wow, this is really dope. God got me out here influencing like so many people. I never thought that I could touch so many people. Right? Never thought it. But, you know, I desire to put it out there in pieces for y'all. So I love you and I'll be back. Okay, when I got something else to say. This is episode 15 of 21 Days of Podcasting, man. It's my journey. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for y'all while I'm healing. All right, I love you. Mwah! Make sure y'all out there trying stuff. All right, something new every day. All right, bye-bye. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby, and check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next. Y'all hear that? She y'all go over to make 11 beats kitchen. Going over to make 11 beats kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies. She got brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. Let me tell y'all, this is just a touch of J. Trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Make 11 Beats Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Yo.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. You. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces,
cause y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch,
it's just a touch,
ladies.
I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit.
He likes making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love and peace.
It's making love and peace.
Kitchen.
Peace is for you.
All he needs is just a touch of chill.
All he needs is just a touch of chill.
Peace is for you.
I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Just a touch of you, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Peace Kitchen. Food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
And my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chip.
Y'all hear that?
It's telling fit, baby.
Ladies.
All he needs is just a touch of chip. This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?